In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a major feast day, the Ascension of the Lord. The Lord is today went up to heaven. He had said goodbye to his disciples, promising that he will never leave and he will always be with them. And yet, by the body that he had acquired from the Theotokos, Mother of God, he is ascending and going up to heaven miraculously. Usually when somebody would be out of the people would go and move around the air with the help of somebody and something. But the Lord, of course, didn't have any, didn't need any help because he is the Lord. He is the creator of all. So he just himself just went up into the little tiny cloud and the angels surrounded him. They didn't carry him. He just went up by his own power. And then this joyful day for the disciples, it says so in the songs that we had read yesterday or listened to from the service. And it was a great joy. Why would it be a joy, though, when the Lord is leaving to go to heaven? And because they actually finally believed totally that he is God, he is God, being God, he is a spirit, and if he says he will be with them at the end of times, all the time, here on earth, he continued to be on from here. And he also said that he is going to send them a spirit of comforter who is going to help them to be able to preach the gospel throughout the whole world, which, of course, he had, as you know, he had done, and this is a celebration we will have and two more and the second Sunday from this Sunday. My beloved, the disciples waited for that, but they knew, they felt God's presence. They felt God's presence there, and of course the angels, when the Lord went out of their sight, the angels, and they were telling him, what are you looking at? And it was the same way as the Lord went up, the same way he is going to come, but this time he is going to come to judge both the living and the dead, and he will judge us according to our deeds. And the main thing, of course, he will watch and look and see if we have learned to love him, and by loving him, to love, of course, our neighbor. That's the proof of the love to the Lord, that if we love our neighbor and if we do good to them, if we show them compassion, if we show them mercy, if we can cry with those who cry and rejoice with those who rejoice, and if we can alleviate all the burdens and the hardships that our neighbors may have. And neighbors meaning, well, wife, husband, children, grandparents, parents, your actual neighbor from the door next door, or the neighbors all over the world, because we're all part of one family. We're all children of God, for the Lord had taught us to say that our Father, the prayer, as you all know, as we all know the prayer, and thus he had called us being children of God, and we're all his brothers and sisters. That's what he had also told. But of course the condition is that we obey his Father's commandments. And that commandment is, of course, we know, and that is the commandment of love, to love him and to love our neighbors, not to love egotistically ourselves, but to love our neighbor with self-sacrifice, if need to be, even as with how he had showed us example, that he died actually for us, for our sins, to free us from the culprit, the one that's always attacking us, and the wants to take us away from the kingdom of heaven. It doesn't want us to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. And these are the demons. And so, my beloved, we have to be learn to be strong soldiers, Christ soldiers, and we have to fight the enemy of Christ and the enemy of all the human beings, because they're always instigating us to turn on one another and always instigating us to fight and to cause trouble and to cause pain to our neighbor and not to have any love. This Lord went up to the kingdom, to his kingdom up in heaven, and sat at the right hand of the Father, as it says in the scripture, and he is still always here being the Spirit. Our God is the Spirit, and he is creator of the whole world, sustainer of the whole world, and is a loving Father to us. Let's try to give him a little bit of that love and what he has, because we can never have that kind of love that he has, but we could have a little tiny bit, and it will be enough that he will accept us as his own children and bring us to the kingdom of heaven. We have to do this, my beloved. We have to learn to love our neighbor. We really have to learn to carry the burdens of each other, and thus to fulfill the law of God. And that law is, of course, of the love. We love our Lord. If we love our Lord, we cannot but love our neighbors. My beloved, we are coming closer and closer, as you know, as long as the life continues to be on earth, it's getting closer to the end. Just like a life with you and me, every day we're getting closer to depart this life into another life. And that's the real life, the life of the eternal bliss, or to the great sorrow of the heavenly dwellers and the Lord and us, or could be with eternal hatred and torture that is prepared for the demons. Well, of course, we don't want to go in that direction. We want to go in a way so that we can be able to be in union with the Lord, and so that we can truly not only feel his presence, but also see him again in the flesh, and all the heavenly dwellers and the Theotokos, the Mother of God, that he had used to give himself the body to be a new Adam. And you, Adam, that was able to show us a way and cleanse us, and that continues to give us himself to refurbish or regrow us, to make us new, to make us again the creatures as he had created in the beginning, in his likeness and image. But that we have to work on also. He's not going to force himself on us. He wants our voluntary will. He wants us to go after him. He wants us to want him to make us better. And if that's what you want, he will make us better. So let's go after that. Let's go after that, and then so that the Lord will hug us and take us in his arms and bring us into the place where there is no more sorrows and pains and sicknesses or crimes or any of those things, but where there is a beautiful, beautiful glorifying of the Lord and thanking him and being happier than anybody can ever be, or any place in the world. God bless you.